Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good morning. Happy. Oh, there's the blues walk. It's like everything's okay. It's like everything's okay in the world.
Right.
Hi, Vinny.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good. I got to turn my headphone volume up.
Yeah, me too.
What do they call that? Vamp for me for a second?
Oh, sure. Let me just keep on talking. Hey, the Van Halen song was coming through so loud that I actually turned my headphones down.
Oh, sorry about that.
Oh, it's okay. I mean, I didn't know, you know.
Much better. Okay.
We have such a weird feed through this whole thing. Are we going to get on a FaceTime call? Did I miss my opportunity to do that?
We'll get on that. Bryn's having some issues with his Comrex, so he'll be back in a second.
Oh, no!
Yeah.
Bryn, I'm sorry I've been so busy. I will help you get that straightened out as soon as we get through this break.
Look, as long as Vinny's on the job.
I'm here. Don't worry.
Don't worry about it.
You're going to need a hammer. Go find one of those while we finish this first break.
And probably make it a sledgehammer. As Vinny knows, what happens when something breaks, you throw it or you smash it with something. That is...
Well, you got to finish that job.
Yeah.
Get it done right.
You want to start with a clean slate or something.
So tell me about your day yesterday.
I noticed...
Your yard still is, of all the peoples.
Mm. And I'm back.
Oh, look at that. You, of all the peoples, you have enough yard that you can go out and play.
Yeah. It's
really nice, the pictures you're posting. I just keep thinking, man, you can do laps in your yard.
Well, listen, I spend a lot of time on my knees in my yard pulling weeds. And I've never done more weeding than I have in the last couple weeks.
You're worrying about weeding right now?
Well, look, they get a hold of your yard, and the next thing you know, you've got to pull out the whole thing and start over. I don't want to do that, God knows.
Good point.
Yeah, I got to say that I teeter right now between, just depression and sometimes, like, my son hugged me yesterday, just sort of randomly came up behind me, and I actually burst into tears. Like, I'm having a terrible time at times. Other times I'm like, okay, this is outstanding. I'm standing in the sun. I'm with my family. Everything's good. You know, and listen, I'm lucky. I'm here. I do have a lovely yard that I can go out into. This is hard. And I think one of my main problems is my freaking routine has been thrown out the window. Like, I'm taking naps in the middle of the day. Like, it's just things that are just so not... I'm staying up until midnight because I took a freaking nap, and I'm going to try to this week, because I don't know what my problem is. Like, I think this coming week I'm going to...
Hold on one second. Let me just jump in for a quick sec. Do you think you're supposed to be really good at quarantine?
You know, I thought that it would be easier.
Okay, but I'm just saying, I don't think anybody has any experience with this. And the fact that you're not taking to it is probably very normal. And I'm glad you're sharing, because I'm sure there are plenty of people out there going, man, amen. I'm feeling all that and more. And so I get it. But I just don't think that we're not built to hide in our houses.
Even this morning, Nicole put up a little story on Instagram. I mean, as I was looking through, and it's her walking into our studio, and she's got like floating heads of us. It's so cute. So Nicole's at the studio. She's got a routine. She's getting up every morning and having to go in. And thank you for that, Nicole, because I know that, you know.
Yeah, no, and I she feel doesn't... lucky still coming to work, because I have a routine, like you said, so I don't really feel the whole quarantine. But
weirdly,
I do go straight,
you are
home.
Lucky. I mean, I have to say, it's such... I would have thought if you told me 3 weeks ago that I'd be like, that's going to be awesome. I haven't put actual shoes on. You know, I slide my feet into Crocs sometimes. I mean, it's been 2 weeks. Like, mm-hmm.
It's getting lonely here now.
I'll bet it. Well, yeah, you're populating it with little weird memes of us. Yeah. I mean, that's. Yeah. But I actually had a pang when I watched that. I'm like, oh, like I miss my chair.
Yeah, your chair's safe. It's still there. No one's sitting in it, so I'm not sitting in it.
You can sit in it. I welcome that, actually. Put your butt in my chair. It's fine. But, you know, it's like the routine. You realize how important your routine is and how weird it is to work from home because it's like you're never really home and you're never really at work. I'm like, I feel like, you know, and I agree with you, Vinny. I think this is what people are going through, and I think we should sort of share our feelings. Like, we're lucky to be set up the way that we are, and lots of people aren't, and even Nicole she still goes into work, but it is normal to feel. I feel completely off kilter. So as I was sort of having a breakdown yesterday, I decided I'm going back to a full routine. I'm going to put clothes starting Monday. I didn't do it today. Friday. Gave myself one more day of pajamas. And I'm gonna put on a full clothes. I'm gonna do all my things like I used to do, where I would lay out my clothes so I wouldn't have to make decisions at 4 a.m. And I might even start getting up a little earlier and just going to bed at the right. Because I'm just, you know, as we're sitting there, I'm like, yeah, we can watch another show, no problem. What do I care? All I have to do is walk into the other room, and that's. I just don't think I'm treating it the right way, and I gotta, you know, we gotta be nicer to ourselves.
Well, I agree with you. I'm having a similar, it's not similar in the same way, but similar. Yeah, I'm having a harsh, hard reaction to this. No question. I spend my days outside every day. Yeah. It's part of my sort of, it's my deal. I need to go out and get exercise and breathe air and not be in the house. I like the house, but it's, there's no question that it's not for me to be trapped indoors all day, right, every day. And yet, I like yesterday, I got to go out for a walk with both my daughters, and my oldest was like, I want to go run on the track. And so I said, all right, let's go. So we went to the track, and she ran laps, and I timed her, and, you know, her, me and her sister yelled from our seats, go! And so we're trying to get her to beat her time. Two laps was all she could really get done, but we played out there.
That's long. It's how long is the track? Half a mile?
It's a quarter mile.
Oh, all right.
So she ran a half mile. Anyway, it was fun, and it was
like mother like daughter. Holy cow!
No doubt. But I'll tell you, one of the things that happens when you're out, or at least for me, because I'm extremely paranoid about getting this thing, is that people started walking our direction, coming to the track, and it's not my track. And right. Yet I'm looking at them like, give me my space. I got two little kids here. Let's make sure that you... And they didn't come my way. And it was all that, you know, sort of testiness that was riling up in me sort of went down. And I was like, Jesus, what the hell?
Right.
What is wrong with me?
I was thinking about you yesterday as I was eating, you know, junk food. Uh-huh. That's got to be one of the hardest things, you guys, because everything's out the window. Like, I refuse to weigh myself. I refuse to put pants on. You know, I eat whatever I want, and I'm super bored, so I'm eating all the time. But you guys can't do that.
No. Nope. And so that's good. We don't have any ice cream in the house. We don't have any cookies in the house, and I still have little pieces of chocolate that I have right after a meal or whatever. But
the kids haven't cottoned on to that yet?
They have, but the thing is we've explained it to our daughter very clearly. Like, right, not only do we not want to go back to where we were health wise, because she's got serious.
Oh, she does not want that right now.
No, we still don't know if she's got Crohn's or ulcerative colitis or something else. We don't know. We haven't, and we won't get to go back and do another colonoscopy or anything for a while, it looks like.
Right.
So we're in a holding pattern, and we've explained to her very clearly, like, it's too much responsibility for someone your age, and yet you've got to step up. We can't have you sneaking food. We just can't.
Right.
It can't happen. We can't take you to the hospital right now. So she's been great about it. So and as much as she's a little girl and she will display the most ridiculous behavior, she's also shown some maturity that way above her age.
Mm.
So, you know,
it's sad that she has to.
I agree, and yet there's way worse problems in the world. When I look at a little kid with cancer, I think, man, I'll take, you know, I'll take my alcoholism or whatever it is she's got. At least we've got a better, I know there's fighting chances with cancer, but you know my point.
Of course.
Anyway, it is hard, but you just said it. We're lucky. We've got places to stay and we're happy and we're together and, but I went out yesterday after I finished with the kids, so I took them for their run, and I'm being as silly and playful and keeping them laughing as I possibly can. Just walking down the street, we're just laughing and having fun. So, you know, it's still there. We still laugh. But I got in my car and went for a drive because someone reminded me your engine needs to run or your battery is going to be dead.
I know, I need to do that. We're talking about doing it this weekend. Go on.
There's still a ton of people out. And as I drove around and I saw people everywhere, I thought, to myself, of course, I thought, I am going to be furious if I get this with all the hiding I'm doing. Like, I can't believe how many people are just out with, and we're not talking about little groups. And I'm not trying to tattle on anyone. I'm just saying I'm out there.
Oh,
and
you're
I'm looking
seeing
at it.
Groups of people hanging?
Absolutely. People really? On the trails near my house. The beach, not in the city, but just north of town, one of the popular spots was completely filled parking lot.
Oh,
and it was raining.
God. Well, did you get that flash rain yesterday? It was nice, and then all of a sudden I had to run into the house.
That rain caught everybody down on the beach. I was driving by as it was raining and going.
They deserved it.
How could there be 40 cars in this parking lot? How's that possible?
People are just desperate to get out, and I think we all sort of, you know, feel like, well, I won't get close to anyone, or I won't do this, or I won't do that. And but you know, the thing is, I don't want to tell anybody what to do. I really don't.
Well, look, here's one thing that I do think, and I realize this in my own life. While I'm looking at the news and I'm seeing the numbers as they increase of coronavirus positive tests and the people filling hospital beds, but I don't see it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not around it.
Right.
I don't have while I have some people in my life whose businesses are suffering, and I have some people in my life who are medical workers, I'm not there with them, and I'm sure they wouldn't invite me to come see how crowded the ER is or whatever.
Right.
But I think maybe that's what we need, is some people on the front lines to call it. I mean, maybe that's too depressing. I don't know, but it is hard to be quarantined, and you hear the people who are like, this is being overblown. You go, I don't see it. It's hard to argue that if I don't see it.
Right. And I mean, I think that because we're all sitting in our houses and because we aren't seeing it, it's easy to think it might be overblown. But I don't think we come to this. And the point that we're at right now, and I get that the whole country isn't quarantined too. I mean, that's, I think, happening more slowly than it needs to. Don't we have the most cases right now of any place?
There are more than 85,000 confirmed cases in the United States.
The confirmed ones.
Right. We now have more confirmed coronavirus cases than any other country in the world.
Right. And yet there are people who are walking around still saying that it's a hoax. So, I mean, I just don't think that our government gets to the place that they're at, or that we are all hunkered down. I mean, it's not overblown. I mean, and the sooner we all realize that, maybe the sooner it's over. Anyway, listen,
Before you finish, back to the point, which is remind yourself that you're doing right by the people around you, including your elderly neighbor.
Like, right.
I think we've all got to remind ourselves on a fairly regular basis. Even if you look, I've had different struggles in my life, and many of them have been self-created. I think I was born with alcoholism, but either way, like, I don't think you catch that
right.
or earn it. Although right. I did work hard, so, you know, however you want.
Well, you worked hard at it, but you had it to start with, so.
But
no, I'm with you. I think that's
there
a
are
thing.
Things that I've had to do, quit cigarettes, quit drinking, where they've taken more effort for a longer period of time than you'd like. So you could get, you know, let's say free of cigarettes for 3 days and then still find yourself smoking on the side yard and trying to not get caught. Right. So my point is I've had to use notes sometimes to remind myself of things. So whether or not, you know, as you're sitting in the house, maybe you need to write a note and put it on the I love sticky notes. Put up a sticky note that reminds you you're doing this for the people who need you to keep them from catching it.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, actually, and daily affirmations are you know, the little daily pep talk that we give ourselves from time to time. And in a way, like, I don't always need that, but sometimes even on my way to work, I'll just be, you know, as I see the city skyline as I'm coming in, and I just think, you know, you're going to, let's go rock this, you know, that's your city right there. That's, you know, this is a, you know, that's even that part of my routine is just gone. And I think too, a lot of it comes down to whatever you're told you have to do is the last thing you want to do. And so when you're, you know, when I've worked so hard to create the home that my family and I live in and that we, you know, make it a place that we enjoy and make it a refuge. And then as soon as they tell you can't leave, you're like, well, wait a minute. There's other things I want to do and see. So, you know, the car trip thing that, like, you were talking about yesterday, driving around and stuff. We were talking about that yesterday because I can't remember. Did it come up on the show? Someone had reminded us you got to turn your cars on.
Yeah,
stuff.
A texter wrote that. And I'm aware of that. But it was yesterday I just said, I'm going to go out and spin this car around.
Yeah. So, and, you know, use that as an excuse to that to me seems like a good way to get out of the house. You know, okay, you're bored at your house, and I get that it's not hiking or walking around and getting exercise, but you're out of your house, you're seeing what's happening in the world, and you're also isolated. You're in your car.
Right.
So
just
it's
put on shoes. Make sure you wear shoes in case you do have to hoof it.
Yeah, if anything happens, I'm going to...
You don't want to be
I'm going to put
slippers.
On a full outfit today. I'm going right. to. Okay. And I'm going to start doing that from now, I think, maybe. But I'm going to definitely try to get that routine back and up and running. Listen, we had a lot of stuff to talk about today.
We do.
You know, I do. I have a ton of stuff I want to get to today. A lot of it's COVID, but, you know, specifically some of it isn't. In fact, in the 6 o'clock break, we've got Survivor to talk about. So,
yeah.
So let's get... Oh, there's the theme music. Let's get to the song here. KLC, KLC HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. It is Friday. It couldn't be a more wonderful... I mean, it could be, but let's all pretend that it couldn't be more wonderful. Here we go, everybody. Let's do this thing. Woo! We own it.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.